I'm Nick Spitzer. This is American Roots in the City of Angels. We've given you the hip and starry-eyed side of the L.A. music industry. Great studio recording folks and homegrown worldly film composers. Some revered pop artists and their songs. But what about the hustlers and would-be hipsters of the music biz? These part-time members of the British expatriate community in L.A. penned a minor classic about their local experience in 1965. The Rolling Stones on American Roots.
Well, I'm waiting at the bus stop in downtown LA. Well, I'm waiting at the bus stop in downtown LA. Well, I'd much rather be on a boardwalk on Broadway. Well, I'm sitting here thinking just how sharp I am. Sitting here thinking just how sharp I am. I'm an under-assistant West Coast promo man. They sure do put me down. I'm sitting here thinking just how sharp I. Behind every rock and roll band. Yeah, I'm sharp. I'm really, really sharp. I sure do earn my pay sitting on the beach every day. Yeah. I had two flops. I break my ass every day. I'm real, real sharp. Yes, I am. I got a cravat and a sucker suit. Yes, I have. Here comes the bus. I thought I had a dime. Where's my dime? I know I got a dime here somewhere. I'm so sharp. You won't believe how sharp I really am. Don't laugh at me. I'm no phony.
Hi, this is Johnny Otis. You're listening to American Roots. Thank you.
Vine Street Swing with bandleader Johnny Otis from a late 1950s session at Capitol Recording Studios. Johnny Otis, the Greek-American Renaissance man and arranger who came to L.A. from Northern California and grew to be a major figure on the jump blues and jazz scene.
Let's take a trip down Willard Boulevard!
We're about to get on the freeway, but first, let's roll down Whittier Boulevard in 1965 with the Midnighters. It's Chicano cruising music meeting up with L.A. rock, a sound that goes with tricked-out automobiles, usually meant more for show than go. East L.A.'s little Willie G, Willie Garcia, was a prime mover in the band who went on to the scene of clubs on Sunset Strip and beyond. Here he is with a recent remake of a song first done by the Coasters in 1959. Three Cool Cats on American Roots.
Three cool cats. Jack settled down out in the valley, and he hung his wild ears on a nail that he drove through his wife's forehead. He sold used office furniture out there on San Fernando Road and assumed a $30,000 loan at 15.25% and put a down payment on a little two-bedroom place. His wife was a spent piece of used jet trash, made good Bloody Marys, kept her mouth shut most of the time, had a little chihuahua named Carlos that had some kind of skin disease and was totally blind. They had a thoroughly modern kitchen, self-cleaning oven, the whole bit. Frank drove a little sedan. They were so happy. One night, Frank was on his way home from work. He stopped at the liquor store, picked up a couple of Mickey's Big Mouths, drank them in the car on the way to the Shell station. He got a gallon of gas and a can. Drove home, doused everything in the house, and torched it. Parked across the street laughing, watching it burn, all Halloween orange and chimney red. And Frank put on a top 40 station, got on the Hollywood freeway and headed north. Never could stand that dog.
Freeway Dennison, Tom Waits, in his guise of Frank's Wild Years, from Swordfish Trombones in 1983. Coming up, a visit to the club scene of Central Avenue and a conversation with a Cambodian rapper when American Roots returns.